line. We've got Judy in from O'Neill Travel Now. We got a spider on the table here. We got to kill that spider. Actually, Judy had it attached to her coat and also her shirt. That's how you keep your coat from falling off.
Right. I had a heck of a time getting my coat off.
Pin on your coat and then pin it through your shirt as well.
Hey, I have an objection to something you put on a while ago.
What was that?
It was a person needs like 8 hours sleep.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think so. You know what? I think that happened to me one time, and I dreamt terribly. I
had bad dreams
sleeping. You know, some people just need about five.
5 hours, yeah.
And that's okay.
I'm about good with seven.
Seven? Oh, can you?
Seven, yeah.
I can't. I don't see you sleeping 7 hours.
Yeah. Try to.
He doesn't look like it, does
once,
he?
So, all
yeah.
at once?
Yeah, all at once. Try anyway, yeah. You know, get to go to bed at 10 and wake up at 5 or something like that. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
5 o'clock comes around early.
But, yeah, really. Yeah. Oh,
but
anyway.
Judy's got, you're ready for Halloween, aren't you?
You know, my front yard looks like Halloween Vegas.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. So, Sunday and Carol and
Her mask. Her mask has, don't make me get my flying monkeys on the front of her mask.
Yeah, I have to follow through.
Yeah.
On that
Look
note,
out,
real,
Toto.
Real yeah. quickly, I am going to have, a lot of people ask me if I'm going to have that big display up in the back, and I am.
Okay.
I'll be wearing a mask and a shield, so I won't be getting near anybody. Just try to be socially. And I'll put some X's on. And we have a lot of displays. So actually, I think it's a good idea. So each family or however you come in, and they can walk around, and we're going to go in the east door.
Okay.
And walk all the way around and go out the west door. If you want to come. If you feel like coming, it's outside.
On Saturday.
Everybody's going to have masks on. It's going to be probably a little chilly, but I got a couple of new things. I swore I'd never do this anymore, but I couldn't
help
myself.
I knew it. I knew you couldn't help it.
But, yeah, they're getting scarier all the time.
Yeah.
Animatronics.
Yeah, there you go. Speaking of Halloween.
Yes.
There's some really cool places. I know Halloween's coming up just a couple of weeks, but or less than a couple of weeks. But
yeah, there's more than me that just likes Halloween. But there are, if you happen to be certain places...
And our memory popped up 2 years ago. We were out in Salem at this time.
Isn't that October, awesome?
Yeah, and we, of course, made it a point to go to all the different things there in Salem that have to do with getting you into the mood for Halloween.
I have something on that, too. But first, West Virginia has a house that has, and I haven't been there, but 3,000 pumpkins that they carve.
Oh, my.
You can look it up on, it's just amazing.
Yeah.
But, you know, they love it. So, the one thing is, if you're in California... The one thing to go to is in Long Beach is the Queen Mary's dock there.
Okay.
And the Queen Mary was the fancy ship that went across the Atlantic with all the rich people before the Titanic.
Right.
Well, I'm not sure if it was before or after. But in the 1930s to 1939, that's what it was, crossing the Atlantic to get over to Europe. And then it ended in 1939, and then it served as the Gray Ghost in World War II. To bring troops around. It's just like the Thunderbirds. They can change those planes back into fighter jets
right.
in a heartbeat. So the same thing with ships. So the Queen Mary was converted so that they could use it during World War II. And then it was restored again and sailed for another 10 years with passengers. Now you can go and anytime go in if you're in California and take a day trip through it and look at it. But about fall, it turns into a ghost ship.
Oh, really?
And yeah, you can get a room for the night. And then all the sailors that died.
Speaking of not getting any sleep. Yeah, that would be your, I'd get maybe 1 hour of sleep.
I know, wouldn't you? Yeah. I think you'd just be waiting.
Yeah.
Where's that ghost at? So that's pretty... pretty impressed. It starts into a scare fest then. So I think that would be fun to do. If you're already in California, do that.
Yeah.
And as you said, in Salem, and I've been to Salem several times. And when, growing up, you know, a lot of our history was New England and all that. And we always thought the witch trials and burning of the witches went on for a long time.
Yeah.
When in actuality, it didn't.
Yeah, it was pretty quick.
Yeah. It was a few. And it was actually... The ultimate, what do you call that? I'm trying to think here. Oh, conspiracy theory.
Right.
And when you really think about it, there was only, 19 that they burned. It came around that there was a lot of gossip to these two little girls that were, they thought were infected. with witchcraft and all that. And so they had put trials on for some of the women there. And the first lady was burned at the stake. Anyway, it went on and thought these little girls were all, what's the word? I'm just blank.
I'm not thinking of it either.
Okay. Anyway, so then after about 18 women were burned at the stake, then they're starting to think, wait a minute, something's wrong here. There's no witchcraft here. It was kind of a rumor that started. And then when the appellate court came in, they reversed all that. But too late for the 19.
Yeah, exactly.
And it only was, I think, from, I could be wrong on this, June till September. So all those years we thought.
Yeah.
It was a long time. It wasn't. Which is horrible. But now Salem does celebrate Halloween in the best.
Yeah.
And like you said, you were there.
Pretty
cool.
The
costumes are out of this. Yeah. So if you're ever in Boston, and this is any time, in the fall, they walk around in that area with awesome costumes, and you take your picture with them. So that was fun. We did that not too long ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So those are a couple places. I guess Transylvania used to be a place, but nobody goes over there anymore.
Exactly.
So I just wanted to let everybody know for next year is going to be the breakout year for traveling at home. In the North America at first.
Right.
And I think people are going to be ready. It's going to have to be safe. So what we have is I think it's April. We don't have the exact date set yet, but we will. We're going to do a tour Nebraska. It's going to be one night overnight. And we're going to stop at some of those places that are in the Nebraska passport book.
Yeah.
We did that a while ago and it was fun. So I think everybody's going to be ready to break out somewhere. And so I think that'll be a good one. Of course, you know, if something happens and it gets not really well around here, it'll all be able to be canceled and be able to get your money back. So don't worry about that.
Right.
The other thing we're going to do is Alaska, and that's July 16th through the 25th, the Inside Passage again in the United States. And then we're going to be doing our June Kentucky, Tennessee, if all goes well. So we've got a lot of people signed up for that. And then in November, we're going to do the Hawaiian cruise. So we're going to stay in the United States, and everything is dependent on everything goes well.
Right.
And people that do sign up and save their space will get their money back in time, you know, if it gets canceled.
Right.
But we're not hoping for that. This is going to be with us for a long time, and we're going to have to learn to live with it and do the protocols we need to do.
That's right. So, and if anybody's thinking about any holiday travel here upcoming or ski trips or anything like that, warm places to go during winter, which is already getting cold, Colonial Travel Now, you guys have all the info on where they can go and what's available.
And actually, Amy ends up being our fishing gal.
Ah.
She sent somebody just this weekend for a fishing trip for birthday or last minute. So she's got inside. She knows people.
There you go.
So if you need a fishing trip.
Which pond? The whole county farm pond?
No.
Bigger fishing trip.
It's a bigger fishing trip. So she is really good at that. So fishing and hunting and stuff for those getaways in the cabin might be big this year, too. So call her. She had a guy's having a great time. We do have people traveling for the holidays, and they seem to be doing fine. And have somebody leaving shortly for Honolulu.
All right. So call O'Neill Travel Now, 336-2455, or go to O'NeillTravelNow.com or on Facebook, Instagram, all of that. Yeah.
So. We don't do TikTok either.
Yeah, I don't either.
I'm not even sure what it is.
Too many things going on. All right, Judy, have a good one. Happy Halloween.
You cook. Stop by if you want to.
All right, we'll do it. That's Judy from O'Neill Travel Now.